This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We're about to bring Luke Horak on, and Lou's job today is to walk me off of the ledge because I am very frustrated about this Blues team, and I'm frustrated in some things that are being said by head coach Drew Bannister. Lou is cool, calm, collective, knows the game as well as anybody. You follow him on Twitter at LCorak10. You read him at NHL.com, also at the Hockey News. He joins us right now. Lou, I always appreciate your time. How are you?
Well, Matt, I'm good. I hope you're not looking for a psychiatrist, because if you are, boy, I don't know if I'm going to earn the bang for the buck here.
We'll see. We'll see, because I'll tell you what, like I don't want to relitigate this, but my frustration started to build up when they had just that terrible loss, and then Drew Bannister just wants to talk about line changes. Like that started to get me frustrated. And then what I do really want to talk about with you is what was said last night. And I do think that when I saw it written down, you know, Matthew DeFranks tweeted out the quote, when I heard Bannister say it later, I felt like it wasn't quite as bad listening to it as reading it. But the idea that Bannister would not play Kyrou in the final 438 of regulation, but then really wouldn't explain why. And then also the idea that he openly admitted that they were just playing for a point there at the end of regulation and not really going for the win, but just trying to force overtime, and they would try to start winning the game again in overtime. Like, that doesn't sit well with me. Am I right or wrong to feel that way?
Well, when you look at the big picture, look at it this way. And it goes back even before this season. So somebody that's watched Jordan Kyrou since he's been in the league, but let's just go back to within the last couple weeks. We saw what happened in Philadelphia, where he overskates a puck in a neutral zone, and what, 5 seconds later, it leads to a go-ahead goal. When you virtually, that game, you played well enough to at least earn a point, maybe even two, and you get nothing. Same thing happens in the Utah game a week ago, Thursday, tie game, probably a game you had no business even being in, but you were. The bottom line is you were, and there's a Jordan Kyrou turnover on a drop pass, 3 minutes left in the game, you get nothing out of it. And I know he doesn't explain in those terms, but I think people that are watching, people that follow this team can read between the lines that you have to kind of earn that trust back again. And when you're talking about a Jordan Kyrou, we're not talking about a Zach Bolduc here, or even somebody that's, you know, even like a Dylan Holloway, who, you know, going into the season is pushing on playing, that hasn't even played 100 games in the NHL. You're talking about 26 years old, 350-plus games here. We're not talking about a young kid anymore. So that was the messaging to me, and I understand it. I know exactly. That was basically his way of saying, we can't afford to try this again, because we honestly, you know, you at least left 2 points on the table in those two games, potentially four. So you have to figure out who you are here. If you're the Blues, do you want to be a playoff team, or do you want to be somebody that wants to allow these kids to grow, allow these guys to get in these experience? Get in the situations where you're gaining this experience. I think that's what they're trying to figure out, who they are here. And I think by that message last night to me is they still feel like they want to compete and they want to push for the playoffs. And the message to me was we have to get at least one point here. Jordan Kyrou did play well enough in that game last night. He really did. I mean, he almost won the game for him. He put a dent in the post where he basically almost put the puck through the post. It was a great shot. It just didn't go in. But I think that was just basically their way of saying, we don't trust you in this situation right now because we can't afford to have you playing hero hockey in this moment where you're going to try to do all this yourself. We want to at least get this to a position where, okay, if it gets to 3-on-3, now we're going to put you out there. We trust you in the 3-on-3 situation. Go try to help us get another point. That's basically what the message was to me, even though maybe it wasn't conveyed that way.
I'm getting nitpicky here. I know I'm doing it, and I don't like that I'm doing it, but I'm going to do it anyways. Can't you put Kyrou on the bench for the final 4:38, but then also not say after the game that you were just trying to get the point? Like, I just think that statement, I don't think sits well.
Yeah, I can understand that, but if I think maybe he comes out and gains a little bit more credibility there if he basically says, look, just the situations that I explained to you here, this is what we've had happen here, and we're trying to hold players accountable. Remember what he did with Pavel Buchnevich last year? I mean, I think it was a game against Tampa. He gets three minor penalties in the one game, and Drew Bannister holds him accountable for it. And I think if he just if he's a little bit more forthcoming with this, saying, look, these are the situations we were in recently. He made a couple of mistakes that cost us points. This is why. And I think people would understand that a little bit more. But by basically just saying, you know, we're trying to get the point here. Yeah, I can understand on both sides of the coin, you know, well, which way are you going with this here? So I do understand where you're coming from here. But to be honest with you, from my perspective and the way I've watched this and what I saw in those games and in those moments from a guy that, again, 300-plus games of experience and is not a kid anymore. He's 26 years old. I understand what they were doing there. I just don't like you, I think if there's a little bit more conveyed there, you're probably having even a different feeling about this right now.
Yeah, I would agree with that totally. The other frustrating thing is the way they handled the final 35 seconds of regulation, because immediately Buffalo knew that they just wanted to hold on to that puck and then get a 2-minute 4-on-3 in overtime. And lo and behold, the winning goal scores about 90 seconds in. So if the Blues attack right away, maybe the guys back off, maybe it looks a little bit different. It really felt like in that moment, the Blues didn't know what was going on and how to approach that situation.
Yeah, that's one of those, Matt, to be honest with you, where, yeah, it's kind of one of those in-the-moment things where you really don't think about that because those situations don't happen very often. First of all, you got Oscar Sundquist out in that situation, and I understand the intent, and I get that this guy plays as hard as anybody on this team. Didn't like putting yourself in that position to get a penalty there to begin with. I mean, you're late in the game. Play it safe. You already know what you're doing. You've already sent the message that, you know, we're not going to have Kyrou on the ice at the end of the game here. We don't want to at least lose a point out of this again because it's happened quite frequently here. So just keep yourself in a situation where, okay, this is going to get to overtime. Let's play 3-on-3 hockey. We've been good in 3-on-3 hockey. They've already won twice there. They've already taken the second point in the game. Let's go at it again because they have actually in 3-on-3, they have the firepower that they've got guys that are go-getters that are going to go out there and get it. But he put them in the situation where now, you know, it's a delayed penalty. In the moment, you probably want those guys to get aggressive to try to get a stoppage of play here. So they have to use up at least whatever they can because I believe it came with, 59 seconds left or something like that?
Yeah.
So go after them. Force them to use as much time as they can at the end of the game. Take your chances there because I get it. You know, you could still lose the game in the last minute, but I think from their perspective, they probably are thinking, oh boy, let's not give up a power play goal here in the last minute of the game. Again, we're thinking, let's get at least a point out of this and we'll take our chances. But doing it that way is almost like a double-edged sword because now you have to defend 4-on-3 for an entire 2 minutes.
And Drew Bannister said multiple times in his post-game press conference yesterday that he thought the team played well, thought they played better. Do you agree? Like, was that a despite everything that we're talking about, was that a overall better effort last night?
It was. I can just speak from a third period here, and I'll just go there. I didn't think they played, and you heard what they talked about after the Boston game, that they played too safe. I don't think they played, quote-unquote, too safe last night. They actually outshot Buffalo, I think it was, what, 8-6? And they had opportunities. Again, they had good opportunities to, just like Nathan Walker did on Tuesday night. If you remember that situation, they're up 2-0, and Nathan Walker's, he dings the post. If that goes in and it's 3-0, we're probably not even talking about this right now. Again, last night, they had opportunities, Kyrou being one of them, where it's just a fraction of the puck either going in or out. And they had those opportunities again last night. It didn't happen. I didn't particularly care for the way that they defended when Buffalo got the tying goal. I thought they gave up the neutral zone a little bit too frequently there and too easily, where they were able to gain the zone. And obviously Buffalo makes a nice play to get the tying goal. I just didn't care for the way they defended it. But any way you look at that, it's still 3-3, and I thought they managed the game as well as can be. Once it got to be 3-3, then they were trying to go after and win the game, as opposed to Tuesday night, where they were just basically on their heels the whole period, and they completely flipped the switch on what was working for them, and that's why they lost that game.
Lou Korak covers the Blues for NHL.com, also the hockey news. Lou, you are the best. You walked me off the edge a little bit, and I appreciate that.
That's good to hear, Matt. Always good to talk to you, too.
All right, very good. Lou Korak joining us here on the program. Appreciate him taking a few moments.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Moments. I guess I'm more understanding after talking to Lou what the plan was. I am not more the message needs to be delivered differently, and something I've said a few times lately. Look, Bannister hasn't dealt with media in big situations like this. He's been a minor league coach, so maybe it's not fair of me to dissect every word that he says because it's just something that he hasn't done a lot of, and maybe he'll get better at it moving forward. When we come back, some guy who doesn't have a problem with the media, Anthony Becht, is so good talking with the media. He is the Battlehawks head coach, and the Battlehawks, they made an interesting decision today, moving on from quarterback A.J. McCarron. We'll find out why in just a moment here on KMOX.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.